Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley about the recent international purchase of Smithfield Foods. What are your reactions to the Smithfield Foods purchase?
Yeah. You know, I had 10 town meetings in North Central Iowa like I had previously had down in your area. And Smithfield didn't come up at every one of them, but the last two or three, I guess that's because it wasn't made known the first day of my town meetings. But anyway, it came up. So I'll express to you like I did to my constituents. Probably wait for info, but this is what I intend to look at. First of all, I will be writing a letter to the Justice Department, like I do in a lot of mergers, because I'm very much pro-competition and want to make sure the antitrust laws work to make sure that this is given close view and review by antitrust division of Justice Department. The second thing, I don't suppose I'll write a letter, but there's automatic review of this merger by a organization called the Committee for Foreign Investment in the United States, and that reviews where there's national security or foreign policy issues, and that organization will be reviewing it, and obviously I'll wait for their review before I make a judgment. And then the next one is a more personal concern based upon just my effort to make sure that, let me go back, but it ties in with what I just started to say. The antitrust issues come from the fact that four companies have 74% of the processing market in the United States. So I'm very concerned about the independent producer being able to market and have enough competition out there so they get a fair price. And the reason for that is Smithfield is very vertically integrated. They raise their own pigs that they slaughter and process. And that sort of vertical integration kind of shuts out opportunity for independent producers. And I want to make sure that situation doesn't get worse. There's also the issue of Iowa having a lot of Smithfield hogs on Iowa farms that I suppose you'd say they're owned by Smithfield but managed by Iowa farmers. Those Iowa farmers would have very much an interest in this, and maybe to the benefit of all pork production in the United States is the opportunity for export to China with an assurance from the Chinese company in Smithfield that this doesn't open up the opportunity for import of Chinese pork into the United States. Because domestic production or domestic consumption of pork is down in the United States by 4%, obviously any opportunity for increased sales overseas is going to be well received, not only by the pork producers in the United States, but by the corn producers and soybean producers that provide the feed that fattens the hogs before they're killed.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley about the recent purchase of Smithfield Foods. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.